5-year-old said, "Mom, what's the password for the microwave?"
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I was on FaceTime with my daughter-in-law, Raylin. Her son, Ezra, now 2, is a fireball. He's explosively energetic and colossally creative. He was atop their piano, clearing off a space on which to boogie. But they coaxed him down, and when he saw Bumpa on that phone, he began jumping up and down to reach me. He has a pretty good vertical. Over and over, he leaped up and kissed the phone. He was that happy to see me. Kids can make our day. Not long ago, I told my granddaughter an off-kilter Aladdin joke. The genie asks Aladdin what he wants. He says, "A fur coat." "What fur?" "Fur to keep me warm, that's what fur." And she pondered that, wondering if there just might be a joke in there somewhere, and said, "Bumpa, you're funny. I'm gonna keep you." Nicer words were seldom spoken. I asked some friends how kids or grandkids have cheered them up. Frank King, who came to faith in Jesus after being an atheist and now works for the Billy Graham Organization, said, "I took my grandson to the park. At the top of the slide, right out of the blue, he looked at me and said, 'I love you, Papa.' Frank said I just about melted on the spot." Tracy Myers was walking down the hall at school, and a little boy said, "Good morning." She had a bad case of laryngitis and squeaked out, "Good morning," back. He stopped dead in his tracks, looked me in the eye and said, "Mrs. Myers, you've lost your mind." Erica Warenka's niece, Rabin, was very pregnant. She was standing in line at a buffet. Her 4-year-old nephew, Josh, came along and said, "Auntie Rabin, why are you so fat?" Auntie Rabin laughed and said, "I have a baby in here." Josh was shocked. He shouted very loudly, "What? You ate a baby?" Pam Bordwell's child was almost 2. Pam heard her singing in her crib, went in and asked what she was doing. She said, "Hugging Jesus." A year later, Pam again heard her daughter singing a song she'd heard in church, "Gonna have a little talk with Jesus, gonna tell him all about my troubles." Only her 3-year-old daughter sang her own version, "Gonna have a little chocolate Jesus, gonna tell him all about my troubles, just a little chocolate Jesus makes it right." Pam says, "Yeah, can't go wrong with Jesus and chocolate." Gordon Pike is all grown up now, but just a kid when his grandkids are around. I pick up an old calculator and pretend it's a phone, he says. In an old quavering voice, I say to my 3-year-old granddaughter, "Hello, Lily, this is your grandpa." She grinned and said, "Grandpa, you're silly." Then after a pause, she said very seriously, "Mom and Dad aren't silly." Well, sometimes we need to be. Years ago, the receipt at the ATM was a card, not paper. Mary Heimberger was coming out of the bank when her 10-year-old asked, "Did you remember your transgression card?" I think that was a transaction card. Well, we all need a transgression card, don't we? Reminds me of Monopoly and that get-out-of-jail-free card. It sure comes in handy. Because we've all transgressed, messed up, blown it, sinned, fallen short. How good to know that by God's grace, through faith in Jesus, we are forgiven, cleansed, and redeemed. 1 John 1:9 is the best transgression card. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I don't know your age, but it's great news that whatever our age, we can be filled with joy. Speaking of joy, Stan Utes, who just retired, asked his oldest grandson what he wanted to be when he grew up. "A policeman? A firefighter?" "No," said the boy. "I want to be retired."
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.